janefinch.com.
Hi, this is Sandra Nett, and I'm at the third annual event for the Fairgrove Learning Community Center. And I'm here with Laura, who's just going to tell us what this event is about.
So it's the anniversary event. Every year, the Learning Center hosts like a anniversary celebration so that residents in Fairgrove and across the community can come learn about what's happening at the center and how they can get involved.
Yeah, so this is actually the third year of the Fairgrove Community Learning Center, and so it's kind of an anniversary, and we're celebrating all the wonderful things that the community is involved in. The Learning Center is really controlled by the community. We have an advisory group with various different agencies and reps from different institutions, but the majority are residents, and so one of the things is that we try to create programs, or actually the residents create programs, and it's kind of each one teach one. So for instance, Auntie Joan, who's one of our saints in the community, she teaches a sewing program, and that has expanded not only just to helping youth understand how to sew, but also other parents. And then now we're helping out the Burmese community, who are recent immigrants to Jane and Finch, and they're meeting with other residents that have been in Jane Finch longer and helping them to look at doing a social entrepreneur kind of project, and they're going to be selling crafts in different kind of markets and stuff like that. It's just a wonderful place where people come together as community and support each other in their initiatives.
I'm here with Mona Mohammed, who's a tenant of the Fairgrove community, so she's just going to tell us a little bit about herself and her involvement in this event.
Yes, hi. I've been a tenant for about 10 years, and I've been a tenant rep for about 3 years. And I get involved in the community. I am involved in the back-to-school barbecues. I'm involved in trying to get money from the China housing to try to do activities for the barbecue, for all those things. I know there's a lot of stigma about Jane and Finch. Mm-hmm. And hopefully one day that will go away, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. So how do you hope that we can educate people on that?
We need to focus on our youth, talk to them, let them know what's right and what's wrong, and we need to have them do a lot of programs where they're too busy to do anything else but be good.
Yeah. So my name is Lorraine Anderson. I'm the coordinator of the Fairgrove Learning Center. I've been a resident here for over 12 years. So I moved out 2 years ago, so now I continue to work in the community. This community is like my second home. It's a passion for me to be here, not just as a staff, but as a member of the community. So the center is a space for everyone. It's a safe space. It's a place for residents to come, to share, to teach, and just to be a part of a community spirit. So this space is one of the space that's a resident-driven space, so most of the planning and activities are by resident for resident. So we've tried to focus on that because residents have to take an ownership for their community. No one can come in and tell them what to do. In order to change, they have to be the change.
I'm here with Eugene, and he's just going to tell us a little bit about himself and his involvement in terms of this event.
I'm the president and CEO of Toronto Community Housing Corporation. I'm here because I have a compassion for my kids here in this development, and I want them to have the best things that they can have that we can offer them. Although it's not going to be everything, or it's not going to be everything that they want, we're going to try to get there as quick as we can. This is a great community center. I'd like to support and all the service providers who have been here all these years, this third year, to provide these kids an opportunity to do other things. Theater, whatever it is, of computer learning and so forth. And so now I'm going to bring my staff in here in the next couple of weeks and come in here and see what upgrades we can do, get this computer center going and live and well, put a pool table out here, and do some other things that these kids will enjoy when they come off from school. That's why I'm here, to see it.
Hi, my name is Anne-Marie Chow. I'm a community leader considered here at Fairgrove, but I'm a community mom. Our neighborhood has been a very open neighborhood. We're very diverse. We're a very loving community. We strive to help nurture the young children and mentor the young people in our community and take care of our sick and our elderly. We have a lot of difficulties in the way we are misrepresented and the way people look at us and view our societies. We are loving people here. We are strong families. We are very nurturing people, and we're very welcoming as well. We have a lot of trauma issues here, a lot of mental health issues here that are invoked by the system who does not provide enough for us to live. With all due respects, we are very serious in how we hold each other's hands and support each other. I myself am a living example of being in the situation. I try my best to give back as much as I can, even if I don't have, even if it's a kind word or anything. And we really appreciate this time on JadenFinch.com. I support JadenFinch.com 110% because it's a voice in our eyes, and they actually show the world what we are actually living and going through. And we are here as examples, living examples of what God's people are supposed to be like and what we're supposed to be doing in these kind of communities in the world. We reach our hand and we stretch our hand openly to anyone that comes in. I have a poem here I'd like to read for you. It's called Tears of an African Woman. It just symbolizes a little bit of the trauma that the mothers and the children in the community has been going through. And I will read it for you now. We, the women and children, suffer trauma from a system that doesn't allow our men and to provide and protect us. We, the mothers of civilization, have been disrespected, violated, and robbed of the right to be the best that we can be in order to find happiness which the Most High God intended. Giving back for us brings a peace of mind without any expectations behind one love. Many people prove themselves to be selfish today in these times when we rarely have a chance for self. Unity means holding each other's hands in order to stand strong as a nation of people who are real. One man can't stand alone in a world designed for many. Colors have meaning. I wrote this poem from personal experience of the lack of understanding and the profiling and the stigma that has been put on our communities. I myself has been a victim of these things. And these are the words that I came up the best as I can to help people understand the trauma that has been inflicted on the mothers, the children, and the whole entire community from a system that ignores us and ignores our cries. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Amory. That was a very lovely poem. And I appreciate you taking the time to speak into JadenFinch.com.
You're welcome. I really support you guys very much. You are the eyes and ears of our community. And I really appreciate the fact that you're young people that I will be there and you have an eye so the world can see what we are going through and what we're living and how great we are as a community. Thank you.
Bless the love. I'm here with Lulu, who's an assistant for the sewing class for the Fairgrove Community Learning Center. So she's just going to tell us a little bit about herself.
Hi, Lulu. My name is Lulu. I participate with the community centers. We learn about SOE class, about my current people. So, because we are new in Canada, we don't have the job. When I came here, so we learn about SOE and CRIPED, some things that in the future, we hope our current community, we will do something for living.
Do you have any message that you want to give the women who come who are new from Burma, like the way you came from Burma and you were new?
Yes, I came from Burma. So that when I live in Burma, so I did many things about sewing and weave it. So I did something, many things. But here it's difficult for us.
Okay.
Yeah. But I thanks about a community, they help us a lot.
Yeah, they help
a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I feel better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So, thank you very much, Lulu, for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'm here with the lovely Marianne. So, Marianne, I'm just going to ask you a little bit about yourself. So, just let us know what your involvement is with the Fairgrove Learning Community Center.
Hi. First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to thank JadenFinch.com giving me this opportunity. As you see today, we're having a big event, which is the 30th annual for Fairgrove Community Center. I've been living here for last let's say last 8 years I've been living here, and I'm very active in my community. I serve as advisory at the advisory group for the center, also program committee. So I was one of the organizers of today's event.
So I just wanted to know if you have any message for the community in terms of what you hope to achieve for the future in terms of like the Fairgrove Community Center, and if you have any message for the youth living in the community.
That's good things to ask. I would like to send a message to the community, entire community, especially those who are living TCHC housing. Because some people look at the negative way, but I think, you know, it doesn't matter where you live. What matters is how you live. You can live the most expensive place in the city, but at the same time do bad things. So as a Fairgrove community, we are very proud to be part of Jen and Finch. I love Jen and Finch. Even if I move from Jen and Finch, I would like to come back and you know, around the community. The message I'm sending to community again is, whoever wants to make change, his or her community, all it takes is commitment, dedication, and, you know, putting yourself there, because change started with you. So my message to the community is that.
Well, thank you for your time, Marianne. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome.